What is happening, my PGA DFS fans? Happy PGA Championship Week. The golf's second major of the year always brings the biggest and best prizes that PGA DFS golf can offer. This week, we're going to have two millionaire makers. But beyond that, this video here, the top five sleepers, hopefully is going to help you win that $1 million this week. And certainly if I can bring back the results of last week and double them up where I had the winner and another top 10 golfer, that certainly would help you get closer to the $1 million. So let's go ahead and check in this week. But before I do, I want to make sure you guys are liking and subscribing to our channel. You absolutely want to get notified when these videos do come on air, especially when I get the winner on them. So make sure you're liking and subscribing. Also, thanks to Yahoo, which I'll tell you about a sweet deal we've got going on with them at the end of our show, as they are the sponsor here of this short form video. But without further ado, let's jump into the top five sleepers here this week at the 104th playing of the PGA Championship. We're going to start at the bottom of the board here this week with Anrabhan Lahiri. What a season it's been for Mr. Lahiri. As he bounced out of a pretty big slump, maybe a year-long slump at TPC Sawgrass this year at the Players' Championship, where he came in second, had a big chance to win it there against Cameron Smith, didn't, but still has maintained top form as well. He's put in two top 20s and one top 10 in his next three starts, including a sixth-place finish at the Wells Fargo Championship. We go from one TPC Sawgrass, where that week scoring had to be in the, say, double digits to win it, came in second there, and played well at the Wells Fargo Championship, which had a single-digit winner. So showing that he can get it done on both sides, a high-scoring and a low-scoring event, we love that. He's coming in at only 2% projected owned as well. Has not played in the last couple of majors, but certainly will now after that big second-place finish at the Players. A good start here this week will go a long way. Also, if you remember correctly, I've been watching professional golf for quite some time, but Lahiri broke onto the stage at this event nonetheless, where he had a chance to win it, ended up finishing in the top five of that PGA Championship, finishing third. So long look at Lahiri this week as we check into his strokes gain ranks for the season. Getting it done off the tee, 44th. That's what I love to see, because he's much better when he's on than 190th on his irons, where he's ranked now. He's also much better when he's on with his putter, ranked 110th right now. But when he's playing good, both those stats are much better. Plus, he's good around the green, ranked 56th on the season. All right, he is my first sleeper. My second sleeper goes to a young Scottishman, Robert McIntyre, who is one of the only golfers in the field to have yet to miss a cut at a major. He's 7-for-7 in his major starts. Now, a couple of top 10s there as well, including the 8th place finish at the Open Championship about 10 months ago. Also came in 23rd at the Masters a couple of weeks ago, and is coming in off of decent form, 17th and 36th in his last two starts. Now, we don't have strokes gain ranked for him on this tour. If you want to go look at the European tour, you're going to see he's got a pretty heavy emphasis, on his ball striking, ranked in the top 20 in both those categories on that tour. Around the green and putting, well, as they go, they're a bit volatile with him. But still, Robert McIntyre, 6,900, just 2% on this week. We like him quite a bit. Now, as we move up the salary board a little bit, we're going to go to Harold Varner III. He's checking in at just $7,000 this week, which to me, coming off a third-place finish at the RBC Heritage and a 23rd at the Masters, I would have thought that people would have loved to give him a look this week. But still, less than 5% ownership projected for Varner, who, like I said, coming off the third-place finish a few weeks ago at the RBC Heritage, plus just 4% owned. He has 23rd place at the Masters. Everything that looks right for him as we check into his strokes gain ranks. See how he's getting it done this season. 133rd off the tee. Not that great, but 53rd on the approach, 35th around the green, and 62nd putting. All gets it done. It's certainly the makeup of a guy that is on the verge of winning. Plus, we've seen him play in the final group of this event there when it was held at Bethpage. I think a pretty similar golf course and how it's going to set up to this week's Southern Hills. So I like Harold Varner quite a bit at 7K flat this week on DraftKings. All right, next guy I want to talk about. I didn't include him in my sleepers video at the Masters because his projection was around 5%, but I said there's no way this guy is going to be under 10% owned. There's just no way. He's the biggest and brightest name in the sport, and it is Tiger Woods. But much to my surprise, he was only 7% owned. Maybe people will realize that, hey, it's Tiger Woods, yes, but He just broke his leg 9 months ago, there's or 11 months ago, 12 months ago, whenever it was there in February. So maybe it was like 14 months ago in April. Sorry. Still, nonetheless, not many people wanted to play him. And that same thing is happening again here this week. He's projected at just 2% owned. So why not give him a look? At 2% owned, you can give him 5%, maybe even 10% of your allocation, get leverage. And if this is the week that has that magical high 40s win of a major for Tiger Woods, so be it. We want to be in there. Now, I think it's going to happen in his career. Again, he's only now 15 months away from that horrific leg injury that he suffered in the car crash. So maybe it'll take another year or two to get his full strength back. But I will say at some point, Tiger Woods will win at least one more major in his career. Don't know if it'll come this week, but if you roster him and it does, you will certainly be getting a leg up on the field. All right, the last guy I want to talk about, or the last golfer, is the only golfer above 9,500 in price on salary this week. We can even drop it to Brooks Koepka. Koepka is going to be under 5% owned. But this other golfer, Colin Morikawa, is going to be the only other golfer that's going to be under 10% owned this week, at least according to our Osmo PGA DFS ownership projections, which you can, of course, get as part of our Osmo Plus package. So I'm going to tell you about how to get a free month of that in just a second after I'm done telling you about Colin Morikawa, who's coming fifth and first in his last two majors, playing great. Now, he hasn't played much. He hasn't played since RBC Heritage, so he hasn't played much since the Masters. But maybe people think that he's just not in great form. But for me, Morikawa, under 10%, gotta love looking at that. Now, let's look at his strokes gained rank for the season. He does struggle around the green, ranked 191st this season. Oof. But top 10 in both off the tee and on the approach, ranked 7th in both those categories. And he's improved his putting, at least somewhat, ranked 64th. So Colin Morikawa, if he really does come in under 10% owned, you've got to take a strong look at him. It will take a strong iron performance from him, but we know he's got that in him, one of the best, if not the best, on the PGA Tour when he is on. So look for Colin Morikawa to take, go follow in the footsteps of Tiger Woods, who won this event back in 2007. All right, that's going to do it for my top five sleepers. Again, it's Lahiri, McIntyre, Varner, Woods, and Morikawa. That's going to do it. But before I get on out of here, I want to make sure you guys are liking and subscribing to our channel here. We've got new content coming out all the time. Also, over on our Odds Shopper YouTube channel, I'm going to be joining Ben here later this week to go over some of our bets for the PGA Championship. So make sure you're subscribing to that channel as well. Also, last note, you want to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. That's going to cover this PGA Championship, the U.S. Open coming up in about 3 or 4 weeks, and of course, every other sport we have available here. Well, all you got to do is be a first-time user over at Yahoo, sign up, make a deposit, and enter your first paid contest. Say the baller that starts on Thursday, 5K to first, you will get a free month. Now, if we don't get you hooked up, if you don't get your free month code in your email within the next 24 hours, send an email to support@osmo.com and we will get you squared away so that you can get access to all of our great projections and tools before the contest start on Thursday. So until next time, everybody, thanks for joining me. Make sure you join Ben Raz and I live before lock Wednesday evening. It's either going to be 5 o'clock or a little later. Stay tuned for the exact time for that. Join Ben and I as we break down everything that we have heard in the previous 3 days. And we take you right up to lock for the biggest PGA DFS prizes in the industry. So until then, everybody, good luck this week at the PGA Championship, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.